Hello, Literatica. I just first wanted to say thank you to all of my people who commented, both public and private. It was almost overwhelming, all the comments that I was getting. Thank you so very much. And so, without further ado, here is the second part of the first meeting, this time at the hotel. As I walked into the hotel, I glance over and see the concierge smile at me. I wonder if he can tell what I'm here for, if he can see the blush of arousal on my face, tell that I'm not wearing any panties anymore, smell that I'm soaking wet from your fingers and commands. I have the room card in my hand as I walk down the hallway. And I feel the quivering anticipation growing more with each step. The knowledge that I'm about to surrender myself completely to your whim and your command. I come to the room door. I stand for a moment, trying to control my breathing. I'm so ready for this moment, and yet I also feel like I should turn and run. The fact that you gave me a key and are waiting helps to keep my nerves in check. And that in turn gives me the strength to put the key card in the door and open it. I shut the door and turn around to see you sitting in a chair that you've pulled up next to an empty table. You look at me with a slight smile and then get up and come over and help me with my coat. After hanging the coat up, you turn back to me, and I feel my breathing begin to speed up as you stand there, just looking. Almost as if you're drinking in my anticipation and desire with your body and your eyes. You lean into me, and I feel the lightest of touches as your lips barely graze mine. The heat of your breath doing more to open my lips to you than the touch of your lips. You pull back and give me another slight smile as my breath catches before turning and walking back to your chair. As you sit, you tell me to remove my skirt and top. The command in your voice is unmistakable. And I slowly reach up and begin to unbutton my shirt, watching you, seeing the heat in your eyes as I remove my blouse and then my skirt. I feel somewhat self-conscious as I look at you, but the intensity of your gaze gives me strength to stand tall before you as your eyes travel all over me. It almost feels as if it's your hand stroking over me as you look, taking in the black lace bra that lifts my breasts high, my long legs in their thigh highs and heels, the curve of my hips and ass, and the soft swell of my belly. You tell me to come over and sit on the table facing you. I put a little saunter into my hips as I slowly walk over to you, a little smile on my face as I sit upon the table in front of you. You reach out with both hands and slide them up my calves and knees to the inside of my thighs, where you quickly, forcefully spread my legs wide. I gasp, which brings your eyes back up to mine, and your look makes me quickly swallow any protests. You tell me to lean back and grab the back edge of the table and not to let go. You drop your eyes back down to the glistening moisture between my thighs before slowly, torturously, running your thumb up my soaking wet slit. You lean in and begin to tease me with your tongue, lightly touching, swirling, licking, sucking deep and biting lightly. The pressure inside me is building as I drop my head back. Pushing my hips towards you. When you thrust two fingers into me, and start pumping in rhythm with your tongue. I feel ready to explode and reach a hand out to your head to hold you there. And you stop and sit back looking at me. As my eyes start to focus on you, I realize what I've done. And you calmly tell me that is twice now that I haven't been able to follow your directions. You stand up and walk over to the bed where you pick up a pillow and something that was under it. You then tell me to stand up and go to the end of the table. I move around to the end, watching as you walk back over and put the pillow down, before looking at me without saying a word. Looking down at the table, I realize you want me to bend over and lay with the pillow under my hips, exposing my ass to your hands and eyes. I take a deep breath as I realize I don't want to disappoint you again, and I bend over onto the pillow. I feel your hands stroke up my back before you slip a blindfold over my eyes. You tell me to put my wrists together behind me, and I feel you gently, but firmly, tie them. You stroke your hands over me, running a finger through my wetness, feeling how ready I am for you, and give me a quick, firm slap before unzipping yourself and thrusting deep into me. You tell me that this is not for my enjoyment at the moment, that you're going to take me hard and fast like you couldn't do in the car, and you push yourself as deep as you can go into me, fucking me hard. Oh. And even though this is for your pleasure, I can't help but begin to feel myself getting close again. You push both of us up to the brink before you slow down and pull out, gaining control of yourself and making me feel empty at your absence. I hear you walk away, and when you return, you tell me to stand up again so that you can put another pillow down. You help me lay back across the desk, but the added pillow forces me to spread my legs wider to stay steady with my ass in the air and my hands tied behind me. You reach out and test how wet I still am, drawing your finger through my heat all the way up my crack, tickling and teasing with just the slightest bit of pressure. I wiggle my ass in anticipation, to which you respond with a no and a crisp smack, which causes an intake of breath from me because I'm not expecting it. Standing to the side of me, you run your hands over my cheeks, lightly massaging, before administering another crisp spank, slightly harder than the last. You do this a few times. Each time, your hand gets firmer, with less time massaging, until you quickly spank both cheeks to a blushing rosy red. Oh, I'm moaning and wiggling, and getting wetter by the moment. Never knowing if it is going to be gentle or sharp, knowing that this is my punishment for disobeying you. You test my wetness again, and you lean down and you tell me that I must be a really bad girl to enjoy this. As you draw your finger up again, you probe my ass a little more, and I push back, physically telling you how good it feels. Because of that, you tell me you're going to spank me more. And before I can draw breath, you quickly push two fingers into my slick lips and then spank me sharply with your other hand, making me cry out from the intense combination. Oh. You lean down and gently kiss my rosy behind, asking if I've learned my lesson. Which I answer yes, with a soft for now. Even though I can't see it, I know you smile at my slight defiance, for I feel your hand gently soothe away the sting, and then give one last sharp spank. You help me to stand up again. untie my hands and then lead me back over to the bed. You've rigged something to the bed so that once I'm on my back, you take my hands and retie them above my head. I hear you walk away and then the clink of ice and liquid hitting glass. When you walk back to me, you tell me that you're going to take me to new heights of pleasure, but to remember that you control when I come, and only when you say am I allowed to. You spread my knees and kneel between them, seeing the dripping proof of wetness from your spanking on my thighs. You lean in for a quick flick of the tongue, which acts like lightning on me, raising me just enough off the bed to test my bonds. You lean back down and slowly begin to move your mouth up my thighs, teasing and licking, before beginning to devour me. All of a sudden, I jump, as startled as you've taken a piece of ice and now hold it to my clit. I'm so hot and the ice is so cold that I gasp at the intenseness of it and then moan as you replace the ice with your mouth. You do this several times, each time holding the ice longer until it melts completely against my heat. I feel your tongue licking up my body, giving me a small amount of breathing room, but then you start the same process on my breasts. The heat of your mouth followed by the intense cold of the ice, making my nipples into hard peaks that you then take into your mouth, tonguing and lightly scraping with your teeth, biting just to that mind-blowing pain-pleasure point before returning to the ice. Oh, fuck. Oh, my mind is spinning from the intensity, and I'm panting and pulling against my bonds. Hungry for everything you're giving me, wanting more. You move your way back down my body, licking and sucking until you again cover me with your mouth. You start off gently, but as I buck my hips against you, you increase the pressure and tempo of your tongue before pushing two fingers into me, curving them up to hit just that right spot. Taking your other hand, you then begin to probe my ass and slowly teasing one finger in, pushing further before adding another, which draws a gasp from me. And you start fucking me with your tongue and fingers, working me over until I'm just about to explode from the double penetration of your tongue and fingers. Oh. And then you withdraw. Barely giving me a moment to get my breath, you turn me over onto my knees, making sure my hands are still secure above my head. As soon as I'm positioned and supporting myself on my elbows, you grab my hips and slam home, bringing a moan of pleasure from me. You alternate between slow and quick thrusts, teasing me with just the tip of you, pushing deeply in until your balls are smacking against my ass. As I begin to get closer, panting and gasping for more, you again sink your fingers back into my ass, increasing pressure and tempo from your cock and fingers. You know I'm getting close. I hear you ask if I want to come. Ask if I'm ready to come all over your cock. Please, I tell you, please let me come. I beg you, please. Oh, I'm so close. You ask me, demand from me who you are, who it is who is going to let me come. I'm almost mindless with want and need, but I remember what to say. And I tell you, you are master. Yeah. You are going to let me come. Only you, master. You tell me, good girl, that I'm such a good, good girl, and that I can come as you continue to fuck me harder until we both explode in pleasure. And you collapse down on me. You reach up and untie my hands from the bed frame, but keep my wrists tied together. You help me turn over onto my side and pull me tight against you, but you refuse to take the blindfold off, telling me that my training's only just begun. My body is so highly tuned at this point from all you've done that it is with nervous anticipation that I lean back against you and wonder at what will happen next.